when you were vetting potential clients, did you have a criteria?
Yeah.
They had to have a budget, for example.
Well, in our world, in our world, again, they're not paying us for our service.
Yeah, yeah.
We're offering them a service, so what we try to do is find people that are of a size that makes it worthwhile for us to go in there, and so we usually don't go after anything less than 100 inmates.
Uh-huh.
And we usually don't go after stuff larger than 1,000, because we've just found that our niche is in 100 to 1,000, and
yeah,
we're just more comfortable in that niche.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we want to find clients that are in that size in the locations where we have a presence. And then it's just a matter then of figuring out when their contract expires.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to make sure that we put ourselves in a position by developing a relationship to when it comes to that point,
mm-hmm,
a year from now, 2 years from now, we have a familiarity with us,
mm-hmm,
and then they want to talk to us.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're in a little bit different model in terms of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Ours, you know, we have the ability through Freedom of Information Act to get the contracts,
yeah,
to know when things are coming up. And so we have the ability to basically organize our efforts. Say, okay, these 50 are up in 2023, these 75 are up in 2024.
Yeah.
And then we plan our time to go after the ones that are coming,
yeah,
up in that year.
Keeping track.
Yep.
Yeah, for us, there's so many, there's so much volatility with movies and entertainment contracts, and if one actor gets injured, they could stop the whole production, and technically the contract wouldn't be up, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Or an actor could get drunk on set and be fired, and...
Mm-hmm.
It has, yeah. There was a company, I think he's the CCO, Chief Creative Officer of Warner Brothers, is best friends with a creative director that I used to work with. This creative director started his own company, and they only do 3D animation. They don't film any live action stuff. And they had a project where they needed a camera to dolly into a living room that was dimly lit, and they didn't know how to operate a Hollywood movie camera or Hollywood lights. So they built everything in 3D, and it took them 4 days to get it done. So he asked us if the next time that happened, we could come in and just shoot it live action, and we could shoot it in a day versus them working on it for 4 days.
Right.
So it was just more efficient to do it that way, and they would save more money. So for The Flash, we were supposed to be put on those projects, but because of the writer's strike, Warner Brothers lost a significant portion of their budget, which means the companies that they worked with lost their budget, and so the marketing budget for The Flash went from 100% to 60%.
Oh,
and
wow.
My company was the 40%.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we got cut out. So, it does affect us. Yeah. But that's, you know, those are acts of God. You can't... It's hard to turn that around. You know, those things, I don't know. I feel like you just kind of have to wait those out. But
Becky.
Well, anybody. What time did it start?
9:30? 9:15. it should start in just any moment.